Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Viskatya Desutarine. So first of all, it is very difficult to find anything to say to add to the wonderful explanation of this place, Sri Ram Ghat, and also the glories of Lord Balaram Nityananda Prabhu. But while Maharaj was speaking, I was thinking of something from my early days in Vrindavan that I remembered that gave me a lot of encouragement. Srila Prabhupada said that we should go before Krishna Balaram in the Krishna Balaram temple. And you should go and you should say to Lord Balaram, "My dear Lord Balaram, this is my difficulty." And you should tell him whatever it is that you're having difficulty with. And you should say to him, "My dear Lord Balaram, this is my difficulty. You please help me with this." So I noted just recently one young devotee came with me to Vrindavan and was speaking to my husband, and he suggested to her that she should have a, you know, one goes to a psychologist, so she should go and have a session every day. She should have her session at 12 o'clock every day in the Krishna Balaram Mandir with Lord Balaram, and and every day she'd come back with a big smile on her face. So I've seen Lord Balaram, I've told him my problems, he's taking care of them. So Lord Balaram has always been, for those of us who have lived in Vrindavan through the various difficult days, in the beginning when the Krishna Balaram Mandir was a very austere place to live. And it was rare that people chose to reside in Vrindavan because of all the difficulties involved. So then we would often take shelter of Lord Balaram, and he became, I think I would speak not only for myself, that he became like our hero. So this is the first thing that came to my mind, hearing Maharaj speak. And secondly, this place of Ram Ghat, this is the place where Lord Balaram bestowed the greatest amount of his compassion upon the residents of Vrindavan. Sometimes it is said by some authorities that the Yadavas, they wouldn't allow Krishna to come back to Vrindavan. But still, many times I've had people say to me, "Why didn't Krishna come back? He can do anything. He can say, you know, this is very important, I have to go and do something." We know also he's very tricky. He can also say, "I'm going to visit the Kauravas in Hastinapur," and instead he can come to Vraj. So why was it really that Krishna didn't come back? So this is a very deep question, and not a question that multifaceted questions cannot be answered in one or two sentences. But one time I heard it spoken that one reason that he did not come back was because he wouldn't have been able to bear it. The mood of the residents of Vrindavan was so acute. So Balaram, he chose to come back. And to encourage them to continue with their lives. So this is a very deep subject. And, Dinabandhu Prabhu, you can continue. Please excuse me.